be with you.
And also with you.
Happy Easter, my dear congregation.
Happy
Welcome.
Easter.
Welcome. Welcome to all of our friends and visitors and members and distant relations. Welcome, all of you. It is good that we are all here together, and together we will encounter God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. And then also, after our service, we warmly, cordially invite you to take the journey down the stairs, for we have an Easter brunch prepared for you. So be invited, be welcome, and let us worship God and celebrate the miracle of today. And let us begin with the words printed in our bulletin. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And I invite the congregation to stand if you are able, knowing that if you are unable to stand, the church stands with and for you.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity.
Blessed be
one God, who forgives all our sins, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
You may be seated.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
you gave your only Son. You suffered death on the cross for our redemption. And by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
And there's a slight tweak in our bulletin. We're going to have our anthem now, and then I will invite the children forward for children's message.
Now we invite our children forward for a children's message.
How are you guys this morning?
Good.
It's good. It's a good day, isn't it? The sun is out.
Yep.
Are you ready for the Easter egg hunt later?
Yeah.
All right. Good, good.
Ready?
We should have some fun. Charlie, are you ready? Well, I encourage you to look around the room and tell me what is different.
The butterflies. There.
The butterflies on the wall. And I know this creates some questions. Why are there butterflies everywhere?
Because of the caterpillars. Yeah.
Because of the caterpillars, right? Remember, we had at the start of Lent, we had a challenge, a caterpillar challenge, which was to write down your good deeds for Lent. We put them in a cocoon, and we wanted to see what happened. And this is what happened.
Butterflies.
They transform into butterflies. But friends, this is a symbol of what the resurrection means. This is the butterfly a lot different from the caterpillar?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you looked at a caterpillar and you didn't know it transformed into a butterfly, would you know that they're the same animal? You would not. And this is what happened this day to Christ. He transformed from the human caterpillar that he was into the glorious human butterfly that we will all become. And also, friends, what other tradition do we have at Easter?
Yeah,
we do that. But we also have a banner that we bury.
Oh, you have to do it.
And we take our hallelujahs in Lent and we bury them. Because we don't say hallelujah in Lent, but now it's Easter, so we get to say hallelujah all the time. But let's now contemplate, or let's go get the only journey. Hopefully it's still there. Don't open it. No peeking. You found it, all right. Yeah. Yes, bring it up. Oh, yeah. No peeking.
Okay.
All
right.
All right, so I need, which film do you want? Okay, I need, here. All right, so, dear church, here, all right.
Blessings of a happy Easter be with you all.
And also with you.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Hear now the word.
Peter began to speak to Cornelius and his household. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every people, anyone who fears him and practices righteousness is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all.
That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him.
We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him up on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to those of us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead.
He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
We'll be singing the psalm today. It's found on page 5 of your bulletin. I will chant the light print and ask you to respond as a congregation by singing the dark print. Psalm 118.
second reading is from Colossians, a letter to the Colossians. Hear now the word. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on the earth, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Principal symbol of the Christian community. And way back in the early church, it was a full meal, and the church met in the evening. This was changed by Roman law that outlawed evening services and evening groups because they were afraid of dissenters. And so the church adapted by moving their principal gathering to the morning. And then the meal slowly became more symbolic. But friends, it is still a meal. And there is deep, deep, deep meaning in a meal. I do not have time to even scratch the surface at this morning. But I would like you to consider the meal downstairs as an extension of the meaning and purpose of this meal. Now, with that being said, we gather today on Easter, the day of the resurrection, and I know that causes us all to ponder and ask the question of what is the meaning of Easter. And again, we can talk about that for hours and hours and hours and still only scratch the surface. And I promise you, no one wants a long sermon on Easter, so I'll keep my words short. But I propose to you, by way of explaining what it means, what it doesn't mean. It is not simply that 2,000 years ago, something strange and wonderful and marvelous happened to this man called Jesus. If you want that type of meaning, I suggest to you all that we have a great museum just down the street called Ripley's, believe it or not. It has all kinds of strange and wonderful things that have happened, things that you might not believe could happen, but there it is, and then you believe it or not, your life doesn't change. It doesn't matter. We live in a world of mystery. We have only, even with our science, scratched the mere surface of it. So it really isn't that implausible that 2,000 years ago something strange and wonderful happened to this person. We've all heard accounts of miraculous healings. We've read accounts of people who have died and come back. This could just be another one of those cases. But friends, that is not the meaning of Easter. The proclamation today is not simply that Christ rose from the dead, defeating sin and death. It is that we will raise with Christ. The meaning of Easter is that we share in this great victory. Paul will call Christ the first fruits, the firstborn from the dead. And the emphasis on that word is first. It happens to be spring. So I encourage you all to look for that first fruits. You know, as our fruit-bearing plants and trees are starting to bloom, most of that fruit is still going to be green for quite some time. But if you look, and I encourage you all to start looking for this, there will be that green blackberry bush, and suddenly there will appear the first. Everything else is green, but there is that delicious blackberry. The one solitary fruit on that whole vine. Take it. Eat it. Enjoy the promise of what is to come. That is who Christ represents to us this evening, this morning. Christ
one in whom heaven and earth holds together has come to this earth, suffered and died and rose again, so that we may share in that new resurrected life. Because Christ rose, we know we will rise. My friends, we started at the table, so we will end at the table. This is where Christ meets us, offering us a new creation, a new life, offering us the newness that is being done. The cosmic new creation is born today, and we are all participants in it. This is why it is an earth-shattering, earthquake-causing event in our text. This even the creation cries out to the glory of God. As Jesus will say, even the rocks cry out, and the rocks are crying out this morning, because the new creation is just that, a new creation for us all. It is a cosmic vision being born anew because Christ rose from the dead. So friends, the table is set, ready, we are all invited to taste of the first fruits of this new creation. Amen.
Thank you.
trusting in the power of Christ's resurrection to heal and redeem our broken world. Let us pray for the needs of all creation. Risen Savior, you have conquered death and opened the gates of everlasting life. Dispel our doubts and fears and renew our faith and hope in you. Merciful God,
receive our prayers.
Life-giving God, you created the world and it rejoices in Christ's victory over death. May all the earth be renewed by the light of Jesus' resurrection. And may we be faithful stewards of all you have made. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Sovereign God, let the nations acknowledge your reign of justice and truth, where violence, oppression, and corruption hold sway. Pour out your holy and life-giving spirit to transform and redeem. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Gentle Shepherd, like the women at the empty tomb, many grieve or feel lost and afraid. Draw near to those who are ill or in pain, especially Joe, Carol, Misty, Annette, George, Vince, Michael, Marty, Victor, Corinne, Julie, Mike, Paul, Jill, Bran, Steve, Cassie, Jerianne, Kylie, Ben, our Hope Team foster family, for immigrants and refugees, that they may be treated justly, their dignity honored, and their rights upheld, for victims of war and violence, for victims of natural disasters in our nation and around the world, and also for those people whom we name aloud or in our hearts.
Kathy.
Nani.
Tracy.
Jason. Reveal yourself to them as the risen one, merciful God. Faithful God, we thank you for the living hope you gave us through Christ's resurrection. Bless this community that we may boldly proclaim Christ's victory over death in word and deed. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Eternal One, we give thanks for all who have died and now share in the joy of your resurrection. Bring us with them to the unending feast of your victory. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of resurrection power, use us and these prayers to proclaim the good news of new life to all the world through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior.
Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I saw Abby put one up there.
And I invite our congregation to please stand for our offering hymn. Accept the fruits of our labor gathered to give you glory. You have set a table before us, a glimpse of that great day when we will hunger and thirst no more. Nourish us with the body and blood of Jesus, that goodness and mercy may follow us, and bless the world you love. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Magdalene and Peter and all those You are indeed holy, almighty, and merciful God. You are the most holy, and great is the majesty of your glory. You so loved the world that you gave your only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Remembering, therefore, his command, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and Holy Spirit, to bless us, your servants, and these, your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we, and all who share in the body and blood of Christ, may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and may be formed to live as your holy people. To you, blessed Trinity, be all honor and glory in your holy church, now and forever.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
You may be seated. Dear church, this is the table of God. This is the feast, and all are invited to this table. And all means all, which means all, which means all. All are invited to this table. In a few moments, the ushers will come forward, and we'll start on this side of the room first. And as you come forward, we ask that you fill in the communion rail from right to left, and you may receive this either standing or kneeling, whatever is most comfortable for you. Only have your hand extended as you put the bread in your hand. If you have a gluten-free option upon request, just indicate that to me somehow. And then when the wine is passed around, we ask that you reach in and either take the red cup, which is wine, or the clear cup, which is grape juice. But again, friends, this is the feast, and we are all invited to this feast. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, keep us in grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Holy One, through this meal you have made your home among us and are making all things new. Send us now to speak peace to anxious hearts, to love our enemies, and to bring your healing to the nation. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Friends, we pause just briefly for some announcements, and again, we extend a warm invitation first for you all to join us downstairs. And there are two ways to access our downstairs. The first is an internal stairwell. It's a little bit steep, so if you don't want to take that journey, you can either drive or walk around the building to our downstairs entry door. There'll be plenty of people down there to direct you to the building. But that table is also available to all, and you are all invited. During that meal, we will have an Easter egg hunt for the little one, and we will announce when that is ready. So keep your ears tuned to that announcement downstairs. And then finally, just a brief note about my own schedule. I'll be back in the office on Thursday, taking a couple days break. And with that, let us prepare our hearts for the blessing. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed, alleluia.
God Almighty, who is the beginning and the end, Jesus Christ, the firstborn of the dead, and the Spirit, our advocate in peace, bless you now and forever.
Go in peace, serve the Lord. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God.